It is time now for Wonderful Water, a look at your water system. We do it every single month here on the Aaron Keck Show, joined by the folks from Owassa. Owassa.org is their website. Today, we're talking about the process of treating drinking water and wastewater, which is a process that uses a lot of energy. And in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, Owassa is trying to find ways to reduce their use of energy from a variety of sources and in a variety of ways. So to talk about that, we are joined in the studio by a couple of guests. Mary Tiger is the sustainability manager for Owassa, and Scott Alexander is the regional director of Eagle Solar and Light. Mary, Scott, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Thank you.
So, Mary, let me start with you. People maybe don't think of reducing energy usage when thinking of their drinking water, maybe reducing water usage, but not necessarily like directly connected to energy. So what's the process of beginning to look at ways to reduce energy usage when it comes to treating drinking water?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't think about energy conservation when they think about water conservation. And it's something that we call the water energy nexus. So water falls from the sky without any energy input, but actually cleaning it to a point that it's clean enough for you to drink at your home takes a lot of work and energy. So we have to move a lot of water around from the reservoirs to the water treatment plant. We have to clean it to a level that's safe for you to drink, and then we have to pump it to your home. Mm. And then on the back side of that, once you flush the water, it can take a lot of energy to clean the water that you flush down the drain to be returned to the environment. Last year, our facilities used 67 billion BTUs of energy, which sounds like a lot, and it is. It's enough energy to power about 1,800 homes.
Wow.
With electricity. And that cost us a little over $1 million, which represents 5% of our budget. As you know, we are a not-for-profit organization, community-owned organization, and so anything that we can do to reduce our expenses are a direct savings to the community.
And a lot of energy has already been saved. You mentioned, was it 67 billion BTUs? That's lower than it was a few years ago, right?
That's right. Since 2010, we've reduced our use of electricity by about 29%, and we've reduced our use of natural gas by about 26%.
And that's with an increase in population and more people using the system, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So some of the biggest things that we've done, one of the biggest energy savers is the community's commitment to water conservation. Mm-hmm. And we have a really water-wise community. And just by them using less, we use less energy. We've also made some pretty cost-effective investments in energy efficiency, higher efficiency pumps, LED lights, higher efficiency HVAC equipment. And we're really just trying to be mindful of our energy use through just energy conservation. So using less to get the job done.
So that's the state of things. Bringing in Scott Alexander from Eagle Solar and Light. How does Eagle Solar and Light get involved with Owassa on this?
Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity for Eagle Solar. So just a quick word about us. We've been active in North Carolina for a couple of years now. And we are in the commercial rooftop solar. So we generally work with commercial entities. We don't do a lot of residential homes, which probably most people are more familiar with. Mm. We work with entities like Owassa. And how we're working with Owassa is something called third-party leasing. So we actually lease the solar equipment to Owassa. And this is something that's relatively new in North Carolina. This came about from the passage of a bill called HB 589 in 2017, signed by Governor Cooper. Mm. And what that allowed us to do is to apply with the North Carolina Utilities Commission to actually lease equipment. And what makes it work for Owassa is because Owassa is a tax-exempt org, we, as the lessor, monetize the tax benefits of this equipment, this solar system equipment, and then lease it to Owassa. And so we get the tax benefits, and we indirectly share those benefits with Owassa in the form of a lower lease payment. So that's really what it is. It sounds very complicated, but it's really just equipment that Owassa is going to use to reduce their energy usage, or actually energy consumption from Duke, and they're going to use that to bring lower prices reduce their amount, and we are going to monetize the benefits of that, of the tax benefits to make it work for everybody.
So Mary,
it's a win-win.
Where will the solar panels go?
So we're looking at three locations. So one is on various rooftops at our 400 Jones Ferry campus,
right,
our little campus there in Carrboro. We're also looking at two ground mount systems, one out at the Cane Creek Reservoir site, and one on some property that we own to recycle biosolids that are generated at the wastewater treatment plant. And that's another ground mount system.
Awesome.
And all of those systems we're looking at to be net metered, which means they'll be tied in behind the meter serving a larger process, and will essentially slow that meter down. So we'll be using the renewable energy at our facilities.
So speaking with Mary Tiger and Scott Alexander, owasa.org for more information on Owasa in general, including this cool program initiative with Eagle Solar and Light. So tangibly, in terms of actual reduction of energy use, what are you hoping that this will achieve?
It's ultimately kind of a small drop in the bucket. So I mentioned we've really tightened our belt on water, on energy conservation and energy efficiency. And so renewable energy is kind of the tip of our energy pyramid, so to speak. And so ultimately, when all of these projects come online, it will represent about 5% of our energy use, and we'll bring that. You know, the purchased amount that we buy down.
So what other projects are in the works besides this one?
So we're continuing to look for energy efficiency projects. And we have our eye on the long term for a couple other renewable energy projects. You know, as batteries become more viable, we're starting to consider how batteries can be partnered with renewable energy so that they can provide backup power for our critical infrastructure, so that during power outages, we, you know, have a renewable, resilient supply of energy to power those facilities. And we're also looking at ways to cost effectively generate energy from the methane biogas that's generated at the wastewater treatment plant. That's a byproduct of our anaerobic digestion down there. So right now we burn about half of that to reheat the digesters, which is how we've gotten a lot of those gains in reducing our use of natural gas. But we'd like to make full use of that methane gas. And we're, you know, just researching ways for that to happen, looking into technology. It would be a great local source of renewable energy, and it has a fun ring to it. It's poop power.
How long did it take you sitting around the board meeting throwing ideas out to come up with that one?
Surprisingly short amount of time.
You hit on the right one first, and it's a really quick meeting. So speaking with Mary Tiger, and you mentioned up top that, you know, all of the different things that Owasa can do and is doing to work on reducing energy usage, they're all great, but really the heart of it is consumers, us in the community, reducing our water usage. So what are some additional things that we can do to reduce that?
That's a great question. So leaks, which I've talked with you about before, is one of the number one water wasters in homes in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So signing into Agua Vista, which is our online web portal, to you know, make sure that your contact information is up to date there and that we're able to notify you about leaks, is a really easy way to save water. Toilets, if you have a mauve toilet or a teal toilet, it's probably a water hog and using a lot of water. So get rid of those mauve toilets for, you know, aesthetic and environmental reasons.
Is that just because they're old toilets?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have a new toilet that's teal, then you're probably in the minority,
okay,
right?
But I haven't seen a lot of those. So toilets are another big place where water is used, and outdoor water use. Really, we're in North Carolina. It rains a lot, so
lawns too much.
Yeah, a lot of our community members are not watering their lawns, but that's a good place to save water as well.
Yeah, and then over to Scott. People who are considering solar options, they want to know more. What should they know first of all about their options, and where can they go to get information?
Yeah, thanks for that. So you know, if you're thinking about solar, the very first thing you need to do is figure out what goal are you looking for. Are you looking to save money? Are you looking to reduce your carbon footprint? And that's gonna influence your design and what you want to do.
Because those are two different goals, right?
Yeah, they're two, and sometimes they're aligned, and particularly for Owosso, they are aligned. They are reducing their carbon footprint and saving money. And the lease is a viable option for tax-exempt orgs. But, you know, you can also do a purchase. It is a lot of money up front for a house to take on solar. But for a lease or for a church or for, you know, a nonprofit, a lease makes a lot of sense because you don't have to come up with that money up front. But I would say the first thing is figure out what your goal is. Secondly, figure out what space you have available. If you have a roof, how old is that roof? How much life is left on that roof? If you've got a ground mount, how close is it to the meter? And then third, find a good trusted partner you work with. Here in the Triangle, we've got a lot of good solar companies. So if you get on the internet, you'll find a bunch of us. We are EagleSolar, EagleSolarandLight.com. There's a bunch of others. So just look, and if you find a local company, you'll probably be in pretty good hands.
Awesome. That's a good point about like making sure you have a new roof, because you don't want to do all of this on your roof and then have to replace it in a year and a half.
That's right. It'll just cost you additional money. That's right.
Mary, you're...
Scott, it's probably worth noting, too, that Duke Energy has rebates right now for solar for residential customers, and also Owosso's hoping to take advantage of some rebates there to buy down the cost of the solar.
Yep, that's right. The rebates are specifically for residential, business, and nonprofit. Residential and business are already used up for the year, but there is still nonprofit availability left, and I think Owosso stands a good chance of getting some of that.
EagleSolarandLight.com for more on Eagle Solar and Light, Owosso.org for more on Owosso, and Mary, other things that people need to know about Owosso, about this program, or other things going on?
The only other thing, so the two ground mount systems that I mentioned out at King Creek and out at our biosolids management tract, we are having drop-in meetings in March. So if folks want to learn more, on Wednesday, March 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we'll be hanging out at Cane Creek and love to talk some solar. And on Monday, March 16th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we'll be hanging out on the biosolids management location and also love to talk some solar. There's information about how to get to those two locations on our website right now. And then there's also lots of information on our website about our overall energy management program. So I encourage folks to check that out.
Awesome. Again, Wonderful Water brought to you in partnership with Owosso, Owosso.org for more information on them, EagleSolarandLight.com for more information on Eagle Solar and Light. Mary Tiger, Scott Alexander, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.